Do you believe in ghosts?
Good morning, evening, or afternoon, wherever you are, whenever you are. This is Tyler here with another episode of Ghost Stories, the podcast. Not just another episode, though, the first of our three Halloween specials this year. So those of you that follow on Facebook saw I said if we get 50 likes, I would create three episodes, but heck, I may do it anyway. And we got a lot of engagement, a lot of really positive comments, and I thought, why not? I'll take on the challenge over 2 days of throwing these together. Admittedly, we've got one full-size episode and two that are a little different, but I'm really excited for you to hear them. But before we get to the first one, I do have a couple bits of admin for you. Now, if you want all three of these pieces together, they are coming out one tonight, one tomorrow, and one on Halloween Eve, just in time for you to listen to them all on Sunday when it's Halloween after you're trick-or-treating and eating a few bits of candy. But if you can't wait, go over to Patreon, and for as little as $1 or $5, you can get the content early and really support the podcast in helping us with production costs. I do this as a labor of love, a hobby, and I do it for you all, so those financial bits of support really do help and is really appreciative. But you know, it doesn't mean I don't appreciate those of you that tune in and support us in other ways, because, you know, telling friends and family about the podcast, clicking subscribe, dropping a review, giving us a like on Facebook, all those things go miles towards helping us grow and getting more listeners. So I appreciate you doing all those things. It really makes my day, month, week, year when you do. But I think that's enough. Let's get down to business. Now, for those of you that may not have listened before, firstly, welcome. But we are a podcast built on your stories, and they could be based in fact, they could be pure works of fiction. I don't mind. That's for you to vote on after you listen to it. Now, this one's a little different. It's not a full regular episode. It's actually a collaboration with a podcast I've mentioned before and given a shout out to. I think, you know, it'd be fair to say one of the cutest spooky podcasts I've ever heard in my life. I really enjoy it. It's called Scary Stories for Creepy Kids. So their mom's got in touch with me before, and they sent me actually their Halloween episode that they've put out this year. So once you listen to this, go over and check them out as well. It's called The Bell, and they really wanted to have me do a take of it too, which is actually an honor that another podcast has asked me to take one of their scripts and have a go at turning it into a story of our own. So I really hope I've done it justice. Like I say, as soon as you're finished listening to this episode, give them a follow, look them up. They have a Facebook page. Like I said, Scary Stories for Creepy Kids. You won't be disappointed. Like I said, it's the cutest thing I've ever heard. It really is. So yeah, sit back and enjoy The Bell. A long time ago, there was a village, and in this village, they banned all bells. Why, you might ask? Well, according to legend, there was once a monster that would come to town and terrify everyone. Now, they got their bravest warrior to set a bell around its neck, and the sound, well, it acted as a warning for the villagers that the monster was coming their way, giving them enough time to hide in their homes, or at least, that's what they say. Now one day, a little girl in the village stumbled upon a small bell. She was curious that she'd never seen one before and didn't know what it was. Upon examining it, she realized it made a noise, but the noise reminded her of a little song the children all sang to themselves as a reminder. If the bell is ringing, better run, better run. If the bell is ringing, better hide, better hide. If the bell's ringing, better run, better hide, or you may die. So the little girl went around and started ringing the bell, and the villagers reacted in sheer panic. They grabbed their children and locked their doors, screaming and yelling. And the little girl found this to be completely hilarious. She laughed and she laughed, until finally the villagers came out, very upset with her. They tried to take the bell away from her, but she ran as fast as she could and hid away. Now the next day, the villagers were all out and about. The little girl hid and started to ring the bell again, and of course the villagers screamed and ran into their houses. The little girl laughed to herself, because for her this was such a fun game. She was absolutely having the time of her life. She paused for a moment, and she could hear a bell still ringing, and she didn't give it much thought. Well, until a moment later when it dawned on her, she was not the one ringing the bell. She slowly turned around as a shadow fell upon her, and a scream was caught on her lips. Needless to say, she was never heard from again, and to this day, the village children still sing.
If the bell is ringing, better run. If the bell is ringing, better hide, or you may die.
Well, what a wonderful story, and thank you so much to the girls over at Scary Stories for Creepy Kids for sending that in and really giving me the opportunity to take their Halloween special and put my own take on it. I hope you enjoyed it. I really had a lot of fun pulling it together, and I really hope you enjoyed that clip at the end that your mom sent in as well. quite nice to throw in something recorded by one of our listeners, in all honesty. So everyone, before we get to the usual bits, I want you to do something for me. Pick up your device, your phone, your tablet, go over to your laptop, scream at Alexa, I don't care, wherever you're listening, and subscribe right now to Scary Stories for Creepy Kids. It's really great to see the next generation of podcasters coming through and taking up the mantle one day for when we're not doing this anymore. But yeah, that's brilliant. So what I want you to do now is go over to our Facebook page or go over to Patreon. You don't have to be a member to do this, and vote for if you think the bell was based in fact or a pure work of fiction. I've got my view on it, and honestly, if it's based in fact, I'm going to be hiding all the bells in my house, if I have any bells in my house. Yeah, it'd be a spooky situation, wasn't it? But quite a clever solution, I suppose, attaching a bell to a monster's neck to hear it coming. Why not? Create some awkward situations at night, though, if you're trying to sleep and you hear a bell going off in your landing or anything like that. But and enough said on that. I'm going down a really odd, spooky tangent. But anyway, we will be back tomorrow with something a bit different. Some spooky poetry that's been sent in by a friend of the podcast, Bill, which I can't wait. We've been sending it a while, looking for a really good opportunity to share it with you all. And I thought Halloween would be the perfect time. So make sure to tune in then. Although if you can't wait, go over to Patreon now and subscribe for $1 or $5, and you can listen tonight. Likewise, save it all till Halloween on Sunday. Everything will be available by then, and you can have a listen after eating your candy and trick-or-treating. But yeah, that's all for today. I'll leave you to it. I'll see you tomorrow, and don't stop asking,
do you believe in ghosts?